Morning, we're continuing Chayalim Chalch of Tess, Simen Vav. So the Chayalim had said that in the first Ibrochus, or the last Ibrochus, you have to go back to either the beginning of Shmonesre in the first Ibrochus or the beginning of Ritzeya in the last Ibrochus. They mentioned that there is an argument to say that that's not true. That in a case where a person makes a mistake, we discussed before, we look at the first Ibrochus as one unit, you have to go back to the beginning. But in a case where the person didn't, was just an ishtatik, which means that he became incapacitated and not able to say the brachas, maybe there should be a halacha of the next person can take over just from that point. The Chai Adam himself, in the Nishmas Adam, discusses this at length, but at the end he does not seem to paskin against that final psak. Now he discusses another halach over here, which is not really relevant for us nowadays. In a case where they had once upon a time, the chazan would say Birchus Kriyashma out loud, and he would be moitzi the tzibur Birchus Kriyashma. So in that situation, you could have theoretically the same type of situation of the individual becoming incapacitated and somebody else having to take over saying the bracha of Birchus Kriyashma to be moitzi the tzibur. But nowadays that we don't have that situation, so we wouldn't really have these halachas as presented in the Chayyadim. And the Chayyadim himself points that out. And in that situation nowadays, basically somebody else who's saying the brachas themselves can just step up to the Om at any point, if necessary, and continue, because the chas is not really being much to anybody. But let's look at Simen Zayin. Simen Zayin deals with a case which, unless you're a Kohen, is not really so relevant, but it's a chance to learn some of the halachas of Hilchos Tumah. So what do we do? The halachas is that a Kohen, one of the Issurim of a Kohen is not allowed to allow himself to become Tameh with Tumas Meis, with the exception of the seven relatives, a father and mother, a son and a daughter, a brother and a sister, and a wife. A kohen is not allowed to be metameh himself. Even bizman hazeh, most rishonim hold that he iser of tumas kahanim is the raisa. One of the ways that the tumah of the mace is spread is a person is in the same room, under the same roof as the mace. He's going to absorb the tumor from the mace, that's called tumas oil, and that's a din d'oraisa. So a kohen is not allowed to be in the same oil as a mace. We could have a situation where somebody passed away and he's not in the same room as the kohen, but he's in an adjacent room or in an adjacent building. So besides the halacha of tumah spreading under in the same room, if they share the same roof, or even just, let's say, an overhang, if you have attached houses which share an overhang, and the tumah comes out from house number one, and the kohen is in house number two, you open the door of house number one, the tumah will come out and spread out under the overhang, extend to the under the overhang to house number two, and if the house number two opens the door, the tumor will then enter into house number two. So it goes from house number one to house number two through the din of oil. So what's the solution? The solution is to make sure the doors are shut. In that situation, the doors have to be shut. So kohen shat shehu kohen. That the one who's leaving davening for the omer is a kohen. In the middle of davening, they realize that there is a mace in one of the houses nearby, which potentially can spread the tumah to the beis hakneses or the room where they're davening. If it's possible to shut the doors and the windows of the shul, or of the house where the mace is. So there still is a tumah d'rabbanan. We'll explain that in a moment. But if it's only dealing with the tumah d'rabbanan, in tzarach l'hadia l'hashatz ad sheigmer tefiloso. Okay, so a kohen is not allowed to be ever tumah d'rabbanan either. But the question is, do we need to inform him? Once we inform him, so there's going to be machlokes whether he's mechuyev to interrupt. But possibly we're not mechuyev to inform him at all, and we will just leave the situation up in the that he doesn't know about it. If he doesn't know about it, he's not being our brand yisur at this point in time, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So that is what the chayadim says to do, is just not to inform him in that situation. So we need to explain this halacha that why we do not need to inform him about an issur d'rabbanan, and why there's only a tumah d'rabbanan. So, Bez Hashem, in the next year, we will explain those points. Have a good day.